Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who is by your Ruah our Abba. We do gather in your mighty name. We have confidence in your name, Yah. Because of Yahshua HaMashiach. For he declared that he came in the name of the Abba. Give us strength and understanding. Of the immense, the truth of our Abba. And so we bow before you this day. That you may impart unto Israel renewed vigor of strength, the will and the purpose to press on, even in the midst of dire opposition, battles that seem so intense at times. We do trust in the living Abba, mighty Creator, the Most High, Yahweh, in the significance and the assurance of Yahshua the Lamb, for he is the HaMashiach, the Yahshak of Yah. We shall not deny you our Abba, for in doing that we deny your Son. We deny the power of Yahshua. We deny the one that sent him. So we will worship you in the Ruah, in the mind, the spirit of Yahshua. We will do all things to please you. Bless this Shabbat, those that are listening. Brother Allen, strengthen him, I pray. And all of your people around the world. We ask it all in Yahshua's mighty name. Israel cried, hallelujah. 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 Look to your neighbor and say unto them, Shabbat Shalom, may Yahshua and the purpose of his will strengthen you. Shalom. Yabaraki, you may be seated. What a wonderful time that Yah has brought and blessed the people of Israel to be a part of. That we may walk in the strength and the dynamics of his truth. For his truth is all powerful. For it makes us free from every vile thing that opposes the purpose and the will of Yahweh. And in this generation whereby there is very little truth, it's a generation that is under bondage. It's a generation and a people that's bound. They have no liberalities at all. They have no mind to think in the way that they literally think that they're thinking with some freedom. But their minds are shapen. Their minds are taught. The expressions, the attitudes, they're taught by the external factors. And that external factor is Shaitan. He resists and opposes everything that is of Yah. We find ourselves in that mindset. We began to resist Yah. We began to oppose him. We began to set our own mandates. Say unto Almighty Yah, I will not submit myself unto your Torah. Your ordinance have no strength at all in my life, and I will not be conformed to the standards that you have set precedent for man to conform to. We will never understand the power of Yahweh until we get the mind of Yahshua HaMashiach. The world does all it can to train the mind. It trains it to rebel, to resist, to oppose, to deny, to be refractory, or that is the mindset to fight, to be in battles, From a child, the mind is trained that way. And there has been nothing more greater than what we call Christendom to train this blatant, defiant spirit of hell. Because it tells everyone you have your own charge. You are the one that is in charge. And there God has called all of you all to be rulers and to be leaders and to instruct. And not by the instructions of Yah, but by their own degenerate, polluted, corrupt minds. When Yah instructs a man, he brings forth this excellence. He has an excellent charge in him. And you see the excellent power and the anointing of Yahshua HaMashiach. We don't find that today because this generation, the mind is opposed to Yah. It has been trained to oppose the Torah teachings of Almighty Yahweh. And we must be as Israel be brought back. And the only way he is going to bring us back, he must expose everything in us. And the only way he exposes that is by judgment, by his mishpatim. He must bring judgment to the house of Israel. And the mind of this generation opposes anything that confronts the attitude and the purpose of that mind. It opposes it. It gets angry. And the reason why, because this is a generation that is an uncircumcised generation. There is no circumcision. There is no destroying of the foreskin or the fleshly attitude of man, because it rises up to defend its own corruption. And that is what the flesh will always rise up to do. When you find yourself rising up, when you find this indignant anger that rises up in you to defend your ways, your statutes, and your ordinance, it is because there's a vile corruption in you that you desire to defend. It is not of the circumcise of Lev, the cutting of the foreskin, or the destroying of the fleshly appetite and will. You will not find that spirit rising in those that are the true seed of Israel. For that is the sign of the house, the bayat of Yah, that there is a circumcision that has taken place. The brit milah of Yah, the cutting away, the destroying of the foreskin. And we have gone forth in our own imaginations. We have gone forth in our own arrogance. We have gone forth in our own pride. We have allowed our flesh to play the forefront or the role of the forefront, and it rises up in every occasion. It is not the power of Yah that rises, that bring us to the strength and level that we can oppose this degenerate mindset that has been developed by a corrupt nature, a will that opposes Yah, a desire that is against Almighty Yahweh. So the mind, the ruah, there must be a circumcision performed. Because if there is no circumcision performed, then there will be a fruit of the uncircumcised that will present itself. And once that happens, there is a result that is cataclysmic that is going to take place. And what to be gone in scripture, in Me'ash Shulishiyah, the book of Acts, the Acts of the Shulishim, the apostles. I would have begun in the 7th chapter in verse 51. As Stephen was dealing with a degenerate, rebellious people of Yahuda, he began to point out their corruptions. We are a people that we despise that in our lives. We do not take kindly to one showing us the vile nature that we operate in. We think that we operate in the ruah of Yah and that we are progressing in the spiritual things And literally we are regressing back to the nature of corruption. And the nature of corruption is our flesh. At a time we take great delight in the appetite and the expression of our flesh, we are not progressing in the Ruah, the Spirit of Almighty Yah. At a time your appetite is one that is given over unto your covetous, lascivious desires, you know that you are not progressing spiritually in the Torah of Almighty Yah. You know that there is an uncircumcised lev that operates in you. When one is completed and completely divested of the sensual cares of the earth, that one will be an insignia or a standard of the Tzaddikah, the righteousness of Almighty Yahweh. And the power of His Torah is evident in one's life. And so what is evident in the lives of Israel today, it is a corrupt mentality. It is a parading of the flesh. It is a serenading of their own corrupt attributes and their own vile desires. And they are very protective of that. They're very protective of their fleshly ills that corrupt them so that they cannot even comprehend nor understand the purpose of Almighty Yahweh. And with that you find a very confused generation. A people that do not know. They don't understand. Their understanding, their binah, is not clear. And that binah is the fullness of the wisdom of Almighty Yah. Wisdom is principle. It is the most principal thing. But we need the understanding of that wisdom. And that is what His binah is. Binah. That is the full understanding of the experience that we have had with Almighty Yahweh. And that experience of fellowship with the Abba and with His Son through the Ruah, through His Spirit, through the living power of His breath. Through the living power of His breath. And the only way you will experience that there's a liveliness of His Torah, His government, in our lives. And if that government is not in our lives, we are shaped by a government that opposes the kingdom work of Yah in us. And the government of the flesh, you know what the flesh is governed by. It's governed by every vile thing that opposes the will of Yah. And that is what the flesh is governed by. I do not care of your intellectual prowess, your intellectual properties. It means nothing at all. Nothing. Unless we have the mind of Yeshua, we cannot understand the purity of the purpose of the will of Yah. And when we don't understand that, we become confused and disoriented. We don't know how to walk. We don't know which way to walk. We don't know what to eat. And we're eating, trying to get full, but we're not full. We're empty. We're empty of Yahweh's satisfaction. We're empty of Yahweh's joy. We're empty of Yahweh's gladness. We're empty of Yahweh's Toda, the thankfulness unto Yah. We are just an empty people. Our minds are empty, given over unto things that are immaterial, that produce nothing at all, will not produce strength, bring no satisfaction, brings no wisdom or understanding. It brings a sensual, devilish wisdom, but it doesn't bring the wisdom of Almighty Yah that is pure, that is from above, that is easily to be intrigued. It doesn't bring that kind of wisdom. And that is what Israel need in this hour. We need the wisdom of Yah that we may understand precisely His purpose, His will, and to understand how to do it with great pleasure and great delight. Do we take delight in the sufferings and the afflictions of Yah? We are not a generation that take any type of pleasure in anything. Unless it's something that gives some satisfaction momentarily to our flesh, to our corrupt nature, We get this gleeful moment, and when that is over, then we fall back into this bondage of our flesh, because we are submerged under the government of our flesh. And the reason why, because there is an uncircumcised love, and the foreskin or the fleshly will is always present. It is not the will of our Abba, but it is the will of the flesh that is covetous, that is greedy, that is foul. It is full of stench. It is full of depravity. It is one that is full of ikabab, where the Ru'ah of Yah doesn't guide it. We must get back to the path of Almighty Yahweh. And the only way He's going to get us back to His path, that He must bring His mishpat to Him, His judgment in the midst of the bayat of Yisrael, that we may hear Him and know for certainty that it is Yahweh that is speaking unto us, and not this delusional mindset that is full of delusions and illusions that speaks unto us continuously. As Stephen was being bombarded by the religious clientele. And this is a religious world. We all have our religious applications. Because you have thought that you have been right in an application, but it was not the way that Yahweh instructs us to deal with the circumstance. And so in your own ways, in your own mind, your own attitude, you were right. And it was wrong. Your way seems right, but it is a dismal, corrupt way. It never produced the power nor the purpose of Almighty Yahweh. Only His path will give us that wisdom and understanding of what He desire us to do and what He desire us to walk in. Our ways never produce anything. They produce hellishness, hatred, jealousy, abominable, vile actions and deeds. It is only in the pathway of Sadiqa, the path of Yah, that produces purpose, His government, His mind, His desire, His pleasure. That is the only way. The world is training the minds to oppose Yah. Stephen says unto the house in Acts Ma'ash-Shilishiyam 7:51, he says unto them, he identifies them, first of all, as a group of stiff-necked, Zarah. That is what he identifies this house as, a group of stiff-necked people, those that are rebellious, a mind that is stubborn. It is a mindset and a love that is unmanageable. It cannot be managed by the Torah of Yah. It cannot be managed by the instructions, the statutes, the ordinance of Yah. It cannot be managed at all. And that is what a stubborn, a sarah mind is. It is one that is unmanageable. And as much as Yah imparts unto us and speaks unto us, He speaks unto us His mitzvah, His statutes, His ordinance, to manage our thoughts, our mind, to manage our activities, to manage our desire, our purpose. That is what He does. Any kind of a decent avat and ima, they will speak laws to their children to manage their appetite, their reaction, their actions, their relationship with others, their interaction. That is why they speak words to them. They do not speak to them to have this stiff-necked, this sarah, this unmanageable attitude. And there is nothing like a child that is unmanageable. When you see a child that is refractory, one that will not be managed, it is the most ill-reputed thing that you can ever look upon. It is a vile thing. It is an unclean thing. So are the people of Yah. Because they are a sarah, a stiff-necked, obstinate people that will not be managed or governed by the Torah and the living power, that Torah Yahshua. It will not allow the mind of the living Torah operating them. And that's why we are so lawless. So we imagine things that are right, they're not right. We perceive that they're the best thing to do, but they're not right. In a time that we go away from the commands and the instructions of Yah, there is a stiff-necked nature there. And the reason you're stiff-necked, I will get to all of that, because there is one thing that I want to emphasize today. Whether you understand or not, I make it simple that you can't understand. And the reason you don't understand, because of your own stiff-neckedness, because you will not allow the plow of Yah to plow down into the furrows of your heart, enamored, obstinate will, ways that have been established by your own corruption, by your own vile nature, your own hatred, your own dissatisfaction, your own distaste for the things of Yah. Now don't sit here in your hypocrisy and say that Pastor Roberts or a brother has said something that you have not been offended by. You did not like it. It did not sit well with you. But certainly you have. This is your sign of your Sarah. He identified the character of them. He said, you are a Sarah people. You are stiff-necked. And he says unto them, you are uncircumcised. You are uncircumcised, Aral. Aral, you are uncircumcised in lev and in ear. There is no Brit Milah. There is no circumcision of your hearing. You cannot hear the word of Yah. And your lev will not receive the word of Yah, whereby you may grow in the strength of the powerful mighty Yah. But a man is fed the proper nutrients, a child. The child grows to maturity. And the strength of maturity is different than the strength of the weakness of youthfulness. It is different. The strength of maturity, there is a mastering of many things. The immaturish and the juvenileness of childhood, you falter and you fail at most things. You do not master anything. It is a process of experience being taught. You come to the revelation and understanding of that process here. And it began to produce fruit. But this generation is one that is stiff-necked. Sarah. It is an uncircumcised generation. It does not have the circumcision of Yah. It does not have the cutting of the foreskin of the sword of Yah, whereby it has cut away that corruption of the lev. And their ears have become so dull. Their ears are so dull because they have given themselves over unto the appetite of the world. Yah tells us to come out of this worldly mentality and this worldly system. He tells us not to touch the things of the world, not to give ourselves over unto the servitude of the world. He said, you are a stiff neck. You are an uncircumcised Aral people in your lev, and also in your ears. You are a people that resists all authority. That is what an uncircumcised generation does. I will show you in scripture. It resists all authoritative mandates of Yah. Yah has an authoritative mandate. He has given us a Torah, has he not? He has given us the purpose of that Torah and made it alive. For the living power of that Torah is in Yeshua. And that's why many do not ever understand the power and the strength of Torah, the discipline, the guidance of Yah, because Yahshua is not a reality unto them. He gave us a Torah, did he not? And before Yahshua ascended, he descended, and he gave gifts unto men. And every tongue and perfect gift, mature gift, it comes from above, does it not? Is Yahweh, are there any changes in Yahweh? Are there variants in him? None whatsoever. And so this stiff-necked generation, it rejects the authoritative power of Yah to govern it and to show them the path that leads on to the abundance, the Asha of Yah, the true blessings. Not this damned trust that we call blessings of Yah. It is a vile thing. It is not the blessing of Yah. It is just the lustful feeding of the corrupt flesh. That's all it is. And so the enemy feeds us with things that Do not add any dimension to our spiritual lives. Tell me, my brothers and sisters, how does any vehicle add any spiritual edification to your life? Tell me, how does a house or clothing or things of that nature? It does not add any dimension. It's not an additive to your life. Tell me how a college degree or a graduate student, if it's anything, it will cause a diminishing approach on their lives. They began to reject you off. Began to reject the standards in his Torah. You cannot reject the Torah of Yah and live. You cannot reject the life that's in the Torah. For when he spoke unto Ben Adam, he said unto him, of all the things of the garden, you may eat. But of that tree, of that specific knowledge, of the tree of Tov and Rasa, don't even touch it. Don't even mess with it. He began his creation with the Torah. He caused the grass to grow. At the law of the Torah of the grass, it began to bring forth seed. And the seeds of that grass, they fell off and it produced more grass. That is the Torah of Yah. That is how the law of Yah worked. Not the law of nature, but the law of Almighty Yahweh. And everything in our lives are based upon Torah, laws. We become lawless. We find ourselves in situations of cataclysmic. Our circumstances began to crumble. Our lives began to falter. The situation began to become overbearing. We don't have the strength. They began to break down our physiological mindset. Our bodies began to break down. Our physical strength began to lose us. Sure is, because that is what the enemy, with his tactical type of attitude, he has been a tactical foe against Yah. He knows that the mind of HaMashiach reveals the strength, the power, and the revelation of Almighty Yahweh. So he constantly attacks the mind to oppose Yah. He says, you are uncircumcised and left and in ear, a stiff neck, a sarai, an arah people, a uncircumcised people. And a people that is stiff necked, this is what they will do. You do always resist. You will always resist. It is amazing, as I began to do the etymology on the word resist, it actually comes from the Arabic term shaitan. 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 You do always resist the Ruach HaKodesh. Ruach. You always do resist the Ruach of Yah, as your Avad did. So do you. Well, he's talking about Abraham. Oh, they were rebellious, but I want to show you their avat, alright? We are the children of light and they are the children of darkness. As your avat did, so do you. I want you to hold that. I want you to hear this, Zechariah. It says in Zechariah chapter 3, and I want to read verse 1 here. Zechariah says, and Yah, he showed me Yahushua, the high Kohen, standing before the Melach of Yahweh. You must understand what Yahushua represents here. He represents the strength and the courage of Yah. He told him to be strong and to be of great courage. You will overcome. And that is what the Torah of Yah represents. His strength, his courage against that which opposes the purpose of the will of Yah. And this is what Yahushua represents here. He saw him standing. He saw him standing in the presence of the Melach of Yah. And he saw Shaitan standing on the right side to resist him, to Shaitan, to oppose him, to resist the standards of Yah, to move the mind of man away from the standards of Yah. He says, so as your Avat did, so do you. Your Avat resisted. Your Avat Shaitan, the purpose of Yah. He's an adversary of Almighty Yahweh. He will always oppose what Yahweh says. He resists it. And he expresses his resistance with great expression. Have you ever done that? You express your opposition. You resisted something. You showed it in your whorish forehead, in your brows. He said, I saw Shatan standing at the right hand of Yahushua, to Shatan to resist the standards of Almighty Yah. He saw the garments of Yahushua. They were unclean. They were vile. And so are the garments of what we call Yisrael today. Your garments are unclean. You have resisted Yah in your mind. You have resisted Yah in your leg because it's uncircumcised. The stiff-neckedness of your will. You are stiff-necked. You oppose the instructions of Yah. You are Sarah. You reject what Yahweh says to you. You are adamant when it comes to what Yahweh says and the purpose of your own uncircumcised leg. It is vile. It is the incubator of every corrupt thing there is. It is the incubator of every vile, insidious, dark principle upon the face of the earth. It has come from this uncircumcised, unclean flesh. Uncircumcised in the foreskin. You like to be forthright because there are those that say they will speak their minds. It is a vile thing to speak your mind. I want to speak the mind of Yahushua. Hallelujah. Even if you have enemies, if they curse you, you say you're blessed then. That's the mind of HaMashiach. We like to speak this vile mind that produces nothing at all, does it? It does not produce anything at all. So he saw Shatan standing by the right hand of Yahushua to say, I resist you. I resist what you say. And I'm not going to allow you to impart this offering unto Yahweh. I'm going to resist you. I'm going to cause your lamb to resist Yah to bring that before him. And that's why our offerings, when we come before Yah, our garments are not clean the way they should be. If you read this chapter, you will see how Yahushua was dressed. His garment was unclean. And our garments are not the garments of Tzedekah. Our garments are the garments of self-righteousness. The garments of pride, of hubris. Our haughtiness, our arrogance. We do not have the garment of humbleness, or the garment of the Tzedekah of Yah. We're clothed with a carnal foul mind. It cannot be governed. Because we are stiff-necked. We are uncircumcised in heart and want that kingdom, dark power is established, you will always resist. He said, you do always, Shatan, resist. You oppose. You act in a way that it is evident what is in your heart. You become an adversary of Yahweh. You become an adversary of Yahushua HaMashiach. You oppose what he says, and you oppose us with this fierce attitude and this mentality. You oppose it with this fierce attitude. Your attitude is fierce, and you express it in your countenance. You resist it, and that is your mandate. This is a vile generation. It is an uncircumcised generation. That's why you cannot become a partaker of an uncircumcised generation because it will always resist. It will always Shatan. It will always Shatan. And Shatan is an adversary of Yah. We become adversaries in our minds, in our thoughts, our practices, our attitudes. Become very adversary against Almighty Yah. He saw him, Shatan, resisting. You are uncircumcised, he says, in lev and in ear, because you always Shatan. You know that you are uncircumcised when you always resist. The most minuscule approach, a word spoken unto you, you resist it. You become fierce in your opposition. That is the true side of a stiff neck. Individual, I want to say to you, wives, when you resist the triggering of your husband, man, then that is the mindset of a stiff-necked Jezebel. Now you resist the commands of your Abba. That is a sure sign of a stiff-necked Asherah and an uncircumcised man of darkness and whoredom. HaMashiach is the head of man. Man is the head of woman. HaMashiach, Yah, is the head of Yeshua. Yeshua is the head of man. Man is the head of woman. And that is the spirit today. It is one that is an adversary against the Torah of Yah. So brings up the young women today to have this attitude that they are adversaries against truth. It brings up the young men today that they ostracize the women and call them what you will call a female dog. Have no honor for them because they don't understand the validity or the importance of what the head is and the vital aspects of the head and the importance of the head. So you have a dysfunctional society that is twisted, full of delusion, it is crazy, it is wild, it is wicked, it is a deformed society. You see it in the children and the adults today, this deformity is one that is not clothed before Yah. It is a naked society because of this uncircumcision. And they take great honor in their flaunting their flesh. I don't care if it's one's belly hangs over their belt. The man takes great pride in this foul stuff. Care what a woman looks like? She thinks that she possessed the gems of goddess. The foolishness of this generation. The wickedness. It is not of Yahweh. It is a stiff neck and uncircumcised. And that is why it always Shaitan resists the Ruah of Almighty Yah. Look at what Yahshua says in Yochanan. Yochanan. Brothers and sisters, when you become an adversary of Almighty Yah, you are one that contend with Him. You contend with the Torah of Yah, when you contend with the Ruah, you are His adversary. You have the Ruah of Shaitan. You resist Yah. HaMashiach says in Yochanan 16:13, He commands us with instructions. He said, I want to tell you, how be it when He, the Ruah of Imhat, of truth, is come. When the Spirit of Yahweh is revealed, He will guide you into all truth. He will guide you into the truths of Yah's Torah, His statutes, His ordinance, His mandates, His mitzvah. That is what the Ruach of Yah does. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak. And He will show you things to come. Now, if one is being led by the Ruah of Yah, He will guide them into all the truth, the Torah enlightenment, or the lights of Torah of Yah in Yeshua. Now, when one resists that, this is a generation as Shaitan, as he stood beside Yahushua, to resist the very presence of Yah, to resist the very power of Almighty Yahweh, he did that. And so when the Ruah of Yah comes, it will not lead you in a path that causes you to resist or Shaitan the truth of Yah. When a man is led by the Ruah, when the Ruah of Yah is instructed a man, it leads him into the disciplines of Torah, into the statutes of Yah, the ordinance of Almighty Yahweh. It doesn't lead him into this ritualism of religion. It doesn't make him foam at his mouth and act like the heathens of Babylon. But it causes him to walk in the streets of Yah. Yahshua never did that because he would act like the man that was filled with the Shadim or the demonic spirit of Gerah. He never performed like these dogs today. Never. Hallelujah. But this is a generation that do always resist. Ha-kodash ru'ah. We resist the ru'ah of Yah. We resist what the ru'ah speaks unto us. Because the ru'ah will lead us into truth. It will grab you. And that's what it does. It grabs your wicked love. It grabs your flesh and say, now this is the truth. It takes us and it shows us the mandate of Yah. And when we see what the mandate is, we resist it, we oppose it, we become adversaries unto Yah. It's almost looking at a job that you have to do. When you get there, you become angry because you think it's too much to do. And once you do that, there's no purpose or will to do what you need to do. Don't sit here like hypocrites on me. You've experienced that. It shows you the wickedness and the vileness that's in a people. Why? Because everything we do it as unto Almighty Yah. I don't know what the job is, what the situation is, we must do it. We become very opposed, we become adversaries. And the one that instructed us to do it, we become very disheartened and dissatisfied with him. That's why you're dissatisfied with Yah. He can't please you, he can feed you all that one could ever desire. You will never be satisfied. So vile flesh is never pleased. It will never be happy. It will never have enough. It's going to lose it all anyway because death is the imminent. It's coming. Whether you believe that or not, it's coming. So the Ruah of Yah will lead us into all imats, all truth. It never leads us into ritualism. It leads us into truth. We must know what truth is in order to know who we've been led. His Torah, his Siddiqa, is his everlasting covering. His Siddiqa is his breath, is his birth. His covenant with us is his betrothing of us unto him. And his Torah is the truth. It is the truth. And all truth begins in the Torah. It doesn't begin in what we call Christianity or in this whole entity you call the church. It begins in the bosom of Yah. And in his bosom we find his Yoshak, and that Yoshak is Yoshua, the living bread of Hashemayim. It is the bread that has come down from the heavens. We beheld it in this clay earthen tabernacle, that we may eat the bread and not die, but that we may live. If we eat this bread, we will not die. The Torah, the life of Yah will never die in us, but it will live. You must always feed life. And if you eat things that are poisonous unto life, it's going to kill the life, isn't it? So you must always feed the life that is in you. And the only way you're going to feed that is by hearing the truth. That's how you feed the life that is in you. You must hear the truth. And when there is no delight in the truth, you will destroy the life in you. And that is why many have destroyed the life and the power of the light of Yahshua in them, because there is no aspiration for his imat, his truth. Well, what is that? His freedom to operate in him as sons, as children of Yah, as the true seed of Israel, that we walk in the Yahshua, the blessings of Yah. And that doesn't constitute a pair of shoes. That doesn't constitute a car or a Cadillac. It constitutes the richness of Yah, his shalom, his restfulness, his health, his wisdom. We can walk in that. So we establish that the Ru'ah will never lead us into anything but all imams, all truth. That is what the Ru'ah leads us into, brothers and my sisters. It never leads us away from truth. And when you oppose truth, you know you have a spirit of resistance, that nature of shaitan. It is a shaitan nature that opposes with a fiery attitude. You have contempt for what Yah says. You oppose it downright, and you let it be made known by your expression, your countenance, your whorish brows, your whorish forehead. You let it be known. Hallelujah. And that's why we must always govern ourselves. If you were in front of one that you were interviewing for a job, do you put on your best face? Regardless of your circumstances, you put on your best face, do you not? But with the people of Yah, the man of Yah, you don't care what kind of face you put on. You put on a whorish forehead. You don't care. But with the world, you have such fear of him and such honor for the world, but you don't honor Yah. You don't honor the order of Yah. You don't honor the authority of Almighty Yahweh. You have a disdain for that. And you will let it be known, your opposition. You will speak your opposition of your mind. But that doesn't, it doesn't prevail at all against the imat of Yah. It may cause you to become more degenerate, you become weaker, and you die, you sleep. You find yourself eating, as Shaul says, if any man eats of this bread unworthy, you're going to die. Many are dead and many are asleep. And that's why even your mind sleeps in the presence of Yah. That's why there's no liveliness in you. That's why you are humdrum. That's why you look dead. Because you're eating the bread of law of Yah, his lechem. You've eaten it without proper circumcision of your damnable, foul, fleshly nature in your corrupt heart, because your ears cannot hear. It cannot hear the mishpatim of Yah. You did not want his instructions. You're not going to allow him to correct you in your foul ways. That's the generation. That's the generation. But Pastor Roberts, I don't like what you say. Well, there was a young man that wrote me yesterday. He's in graduate school. He says, Pastor Roberts, what a fresh drink of water in the midst of a desert. Young man that loves Yah sent me a picture of himself, a handsome young man, beautiful. You can tell he's clean too. He has a purpose to please Yah. 24 years old too. He says that the Ruah will lead us and it will take us down the path of all immense. And the only way you're going to find the path of truth, you must be God of the Bereshit. The words that he spoke unto Bin-Hadam, they were the words of truth. And they were words that you obey me. And so you love folly and amusement. And it doesn't take much to distract you and to remove your mind away from the Torah of Almighty Yah. You find yourself daydreaming over what? There's no time to daydream. There's no time to ponder the things of Yah. We must be serious in our desire. We are people that our minds are so cluttered with folly and foolishness that the principles of Yah never produce anything at all. You sow the seed, and yet you never see the fruit. I went to the garden the other day and I was looking because we had sown some seeds. Well, about 30-40% of the seeds have not come up. And some have. But what you're going to have to do is go resow the seeds. And that is why the Zara of Yah must constantly be sown into a rebellious house that has fitted their own minds to oppose Yah. You've trained your own mind to oppose him. Well, Pastor Roberts, no, I've trained the mind to receive his truth. What I speak unto you, it is the word of Yah. It destroys every opposition if you allow him to circumcise your ears. If you allow the Brit Milah of Yah to take precedent in you. We allow everything but what Yah says. Everything supersedes what he says. Your own degenerate mindset, your own wickedness, your own defiance of what Yah says, you will make excuses, but you will never make corrections as to what he commands you. I don't give a damn what the world says. I don't care how they think of me. You either, brothers and sisters, I will speak the truth of Yah. There was a brother called me yesterday. He said, Pastor Roberts, I know that this is Yah from Cincinnati. He said, my heart long and the desire to hear a truth that breaks the shackles, make me free. And somehow I found this website and the words there. The preaching, the messages. What liberation it brought unto me, because
You can't find anything out here to feed yourself. He says it's not there. Hallelujah. There's a group there in Virginia, in Hampton. The sister writes me. She sends offerings. She wrote me a letter. She sent her testimony in the letter. And she says, Pastor Roberts, there's not even a man in the midst of us. It's a nice sized little group. We have one man, but if you come, then maybe you can impart something into him that we will understand the maturity and the reality of a man and his place and his purpose. But while, and what I hear you say, I take it to the people and tell them and show them what is in the book. That is all right. What is in scripture. When our minds are so adamant, we become so stiff-necked, that uncircumcision produced this resistance against you. When you find this fierce shaitan in you, you know that there's an uncircumcised mind and rather you cannot hear. You sit in the midst, but you don't hear. You have a pretense, but it's not a reality. It's not real. You're not real. The word of Yah will always cause us to prosper and to mature and to grow. It doesn't cause a mother to act like a juvenile, childish thing, a stupidity. It doesn't cause a father to act punkish, effeminate. It causes him to act like a man. To act like a man. And he has the strength, the sureness of the testimony of Yahshua HaMashiach. Why? Because he's led by the Imhat, the truth of Yah. Now that is what the Ruach of Yah does. It leads us into all truth. It doesn't lead us into partial, but into all truth. You do always resist the Ruach. And what the Ruach speaks unto us, it is the Imhat, the truth of Yah. It liberates us. And the truth is always base, its foundation is in Torah. It's in the law of Yah. It is in Yah governing you. It is in Yah directing your mind, your path, your footsteps. It is in Yah directing your life and showing you the lights of life that you may walk in the light and that you may come to the full stature in Yahshua. And you will be a man of strength and valor. You will be a woman of great honor and dignity. We find today juveniles and immature people that have no character and strength of Yah. Yet these infidels want to promote them and speak accolades of wonderful praises unto them. I will not do it. I will tell you the truth. That it may destroy this shaitan mentality, this resistance of Yah. And you will begin at your own level. It is uncircumcised. It is a stiff neck. Your mind is obstinate. You're hard-headed. Your opposition of Yah, it is fierce. And you let it be made known in your countenance, your attitude. You let it be made known. Just like Shaitan tried to resist Yahushua. He is the standard bearer of the entity of Almighty Yah. For us to be strong and courageous. What did he have? He had the Torah of Yah. And he has given us the very courage and the strength of Torah in the revelation and truth of Yahshua HaMashiach. And the reason we are such juvenile people, we have no character strength because we oppose what Yah says. Until we begin to adhere to what he says, you're going to become weak. You're going to die. You're going to die in your miseries and your sins and your grievous moments and those circumstances are going to overtake you. Hallelujah. We must rise above that. And the only way you're going to rise above it is having the mind of Yahshua. We have the mind of the world and not the mind of Yahshua. You give it unto the cares and the things of this life and the thorns choke out the word of Yah. You make a resolve in your heart, a resolution. I'm going to do this for you. I'm committed. And the thorns, the cares of this life, they choke out the word of Yah. Why? Because you turn the sword among thorns. You got to go and cut that old wicked fat heart. You got to rip it out. You need to be circumcised. You need the foreskin cut back. Even the nature, the force of a man being cut back with the Brit Milah of Yah, it had and it still has a great significance. Hallelujah. Satan has set up these land dogs to destroy the power of the Imhat of Yah. The Ruah leads us into all Imhat, all truth. Not into some damnable generation that our bodies shake and quiver like fools. Some woman getting up and shouting and that vile stitch, what she called dancing in the Ruah, that's a damnable mess. Sanhedrin. It's nothing but boogie-woogie man. Hallelujah. I'll go to any whorehouse and declare it. Jeremiah warns us. Jeremiah 6:10. Hallelujah. It's amazing that I will read this verse because I will say what Jeremiah says. Jeremiah 6:10. To whom shall I speak? Am I speaking to you? To whom shall I speak? A man of great lamentations, a man that cried, Ikha, a man of great cry and travailing, he says, Yah, to whom shall I speak and give warning? That they may shemak, that they may hear. Not only may they shemak, but they may shema, they may observe. They may listen. He says, seeing their ear is circumcised, their ear is uncircumcised. That is what Shaul says, you are uncircumcised in lev, and you are uncircumcised in ears. Did he not say that? When you are uncircumcised in lev and ear, you will always resist. You will always shatan the imat of Yah. You go to these damnable dogs, and they will resist the truth. They resist his mitzvah. His name is a valuable ingredient of whom he is. It is the most valuable essence of who and what he commands us. His name. And they resist it. They resist his name. They resist his Shabbat. They resist his Mo'adim, his Shabbat. They resist that. And they resist it adamantly, fierce. They resist keeping the Shabbaton or the Shabbat of Yah. They resist it. They fight fiercely. They oppose it. And not only do they oppose it, but you will sense the anger that rise from this Jezebel generation. They become very angered. They become very hostile. I was going into this Walmart the other day to pick up things. And of course, these Mormons, one of the fellows, he looked at me and said, how are you doing? Can I give you something? This is something about God, something he said. And of course, I got right in his face and said, boy, what God? Which one? Who are you talking about? What God? He was before. Usually they go in pairs, so you always have someone to kind of step in. Well, the other fellow, he was of Hispanic descent. He was afraid, I could tell that. I said, who is the God? Which one? What the God of the Bible? What God of the Bible? Which one? Who? Which one? Mulak Mulkam. What the God of, I said, what God of Abraham? Yitzhak. He's not the Abba of the Scripture. I did get Jehovah out of him. Hallelujah. Of course, I worked him for a couple of minutes, but I gave him comfort to know everything's all right. It's all right. Hallelujah. I'm not afraid to oppose the workings of hell. I'm not afraid of destroying any kind of pride or hubris attitude that I think I know everything. I'm not afraid to challenge it. I am not. I'm not afraid of being knocked down or afflicted. I want to show something here. He says, who shall I speak to and give warning that they may hear, understanding and seeing that their ear is uncircumcised, and they cannot hear. Is that the true statement that Yah says? They cannot shema, they cannot hear. See, behold, the word of Yahweh is in them a reproach, a hefa. It is a reproach. It is a disappointment. It is a displeasure to them. You have never had displeasure at hearing the word of Yah. You have never had any displeasure or discomforting in hearing the word of Yah. You have never had this displeasurable feeling that come over you because something was spoken unto you. A generation of hypocrisy. You know, Yah's going to find His people and show them the seed that is in them. Reason we don't know because we're an ignorant people. We don't press in the word of Yah. You will press for some gossip and some folly. You want to hear from every angle. You want to hear from Sister Robbie. You want to hear from Creela. You want to hear from Stacey. You want to hear from Sister Whitney. You want to hear everything. Get different perspectives. But you don't want to hear the imat of Yah. Hallelujah. You don't want to hear the truth of Yah. He says, who wants to hear this? The ear is uncircumcised, they cannot shimak. You know that they are uncircumcised because to them the word of Yah is a hefad. It is a hefad. It is a disappointment. It is a displeasure to them. They don't take pleasure in the word of Yah. Why? Because they take or they have no delight. They have no hafates. I taught on that recently. They have no hafates, no pleasure, no desire in the word of Yah. They find no pleasure in what Yah speaks to them. They find nothing that is agreeable what Yah speaks to them. That uncircumcised heart's love, that uncircumcised ear, it finds no pleasure because the word of Yah is a reproach unto them. Oh, I don't want to hear that. Here he goes again. He's talking about the same thing. I heard that yesterday. I want to tell you something, hypocrite. You heard the lying gossip yesterday too. The lie that you retained 6 months ago, the one 2 years ago, or what Sister Jenny did to you 9 months ago, 2 years ago, you still retain that. But you know that's a damnable wickedness in you. Come on, man. You're talking about something happened 10 years ago or 6 months ago. Oh yes, show me what I did 6 months ago that it may be an edifying streak unto me. That's all right. You don't take that and use that as a weapon or a sword against a brother or sister to maintain your damnable, defiled matter. So who shall I speak to, as yes, Jeremiah says? Who do I tell this to? Who wants to hear it? He says, yeah, no one wants to hear it. We don't want to hear what Yah says. We don't take pleasure coming to the bayat. Yeah. The Bayat of Yisrael takes no pleasure coming to the Bayat of Yah. You take no pleasure. There's no pleasure in that. You get disappointed because your thought is on the situation in your belly. Your thoughts out there in the world. Hallelujah. And don't sit here with your hypocrisy and your... And think that you're getting by, you're deceiving someone. Because you're not deceiving me. Hallelujah. So who shall I speak to, he said. This is a man of weeping now. A great travail. He said, who should I speak to, y'all? You give me this, but who do I tell it to? Where are they? Israel? Yehuda? Ephraim? How do I tell them anything? It shows you the dysfunctionality of Israel. You see it in the very attributes of Yehuda. You see it in the attributes of Ephraim. It's a disbogulated house. Yahweh's house is one. I don't care what about these two tribes' messages. There's only one message. It's to Israel. Show them their sins. The house of Yehuda, the transgressions. Show them! We need to be shown our sins. And we know our sins when we oppose the Torah of Yah. We're sinning. We are digging a spiritual ditch. We're digging a deep ditch. When you defy the Torah, the life of the power of that Torah, the true witness, the purpose of it in Yahshua, you have dug a ditch that is so deep, you're not going to get out. Hallelujah. You're not going to get out. And so there's a reproach. The word of Yah is a reproach unto this generation. And they express it in their displeasure. They express it in their disappointment. I want to hear that. Don't talk to me. They shorten their shaitan, their resistance to the word of Yah. This is a generation that has been trained to resist. It has been taught to resist. It has been nurtured to resist. Because you have resisted. And you have trained them because you have trained them in your manner to resist. Why? Because you speak things in your homes that are not even appropriate. And the Ruach, every word that you speak, it has spirit and it has life to it. You can be a damnable fool all you want to. You oppose that which is correct and right. You open up every Pandora's box of darkness unto them. And their minds go the way of hell in every kind of dark avenue. Yah never does that with His children. He opens up the lights unto us. The light of wisdom. The light of Binah. The light of Da'at. The light of His truth. The light of the Ru'ah. That's what He opens up. That's what Yah opens up. Hallelujah. You know, I can't wait. I can, because I think each day, I'm getting older, so I don't want to wish my days away. But when tabernacle comes, the seven Ru'ah of Yah, what a excellent preaching. I don't want to say expo we're going to have, but what a dynamic time we're going to have. I know it's so. That's why I've been busy making sure that we're prepared for tabernacle. That's why I've been in a rush. I want to make sure the house is right. Everything is prepared and ready to go. Hallelujah. That's why. Everything that Yah does is in season. And sometimes we don't understand that. That's why we're slothful. In this season, sometimes you may not get as much sleep as you do in the other seasons. You can't look to get the sleep that you once got in the past season. The season of labor now. And when the barns are filled, then it's the season whereby you can rest. There's a sharper taunt during that season. Hallelujah. So who do I speak to, Yah? Such disappointment. The reason they're disappointed, because they're uncircumcised. They're uncircumcised in love, and they're love, and they cannot hear. When scripture talks about the ear or the hear, about the love, it is all that, what we say, that all, that inward power of the spirit of man. We hear through our ear, but this is the spirit of man. It's here. It brings life to what we hear. What you hear and hear, doesn't it bring life? Doesn't it cause your heart or your mind to react? Come on, here's somebody. It makes you react to the circumstance of what you've heard, whether it's pleasurable or unpleasurable. It has to go through that dynamics first. And that is a representation of what's here. And what's here is what's here. Because here, what's in here is what's here. And what's here control what's here and what's here. And the leaven in the mind. And the leaven in the hearing. Hallelujah. So who do I speak to? It's a reproach unto them. Yah says unto Yisrael, He tells us this. We are the adversaries of Yah because we have resisted the truth of Yah. And He says, I'm going to have to bring Mishpatim against you, Yisrael, because of your sins. Because the people, they are controlled and ruled by a spirit that is of the uncircumcised nature. And when you are ruled by an uncircumcised spirit, it is an unclean spirit. It is one that has not been shapen by the two-edged sword, the word of Yah. When a Ruah of Yah comes, you will know, because it will lead you, first of all, into Torah, into the Imhat of Yah. It will not lead you opposite to Torah. It will lead you into Torah. And Hosea says in chapter 4, verse 1, as he deals with the people, a stubborn people, a rebellious people, because they were stiff-necked. They were uncircumcised, and they had Shaitan resisted the Ru'ah. No man speaks unto us unless he is led by the Ru'ah. Well, Deacon Horn speaks more quietly than you, but that doesn't mean he is not led by the Ru'ah. When a man speaks in the Ru'ah of Yah, he will speak from the foundation, the cornerstone of Imhat, and that cornerstone is Yeshua. And without that cornerstone, then the power of the Torah has no life at all. It has no substance. It's nothing but words that we hear, and they're not brought alive. HaMashiach manifests Torah to make it alive, the Torah of Yah, that we can live in the power and the strength of Torah, that Yah will govern us. He governs the way we think, the way we walk, the way we talk, the way we eat, the way we sleep, the way we interact, our friendships. To be a friend of the world, you are an enemy of Yah. I don't care if it's your granddaddy, your grandmammy, your mama, your son, your daughter makes no difference at all. This is a generation that will defy Yah to do something that is wrong for their wicked sons and daughters. I was talking to a preacher yesterday and he said, Pastor Robert, I want to get down there. But if I come, I'm going to have problem with my wife. Because she's going to say, well, you went down to Pastor Robert's on the Shabbat. You can take me to our family reunion. My, what a damnableness. To hell with the family reunion. I'll only have one family reunion. And that is in the kingdom. Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. I'm going to meet the fellowship. Shaul, I'm looking for that reunion. I'm looking for that reunion because we're going to sit down and drink the new wines of Almighty Yah. Hallelujah. He's saving the best wine for last. And we are the latter end of his reaping. And so when the latter end of the reaping has been reaped, then he's going to set us down at the table and he's going to say the best wine for last. Hallelujah. No coincident with the first miracle of HaMashiach. The best wine is going to be served for last, and we're going to drink with the rejoicing and the fullness of our HaMashiach. Hosea says here, he did not say hear my expression, but he says unto Israel Yehuda, he said hear the words of Yahweh, hear the word of Yahweh. You children of Israel, for Yahweh has a controversy. He has a case to present unto you in Torah. He has a dispute with you, but it's based upon Torah. He has a controversy with you, with the inhabitants of the land, because there is what? There is no Torah, there is no truth, there is no imat, no mercy, no knowledge of Yahweh in the land. Do you all hear that? I don't think we pay attention to things. That's why we don't learn much. He says there is no truth. There is no tender kindness or love kindness of Yah. And there is no da'at, no knowledge, no revelation truth of Yahweh at all in the land. In the natural sphere, we are earthly tabernacle, are we not? We are city, a landmass. And he says unto you, there is no truth in you. There's no power of Torah and evident. There is no mercy, no kindness. That Yah has shown you mercies and his love kindness. That you will fall before him with an appreciative attitude to see what Yah has done. He says not, and there's no da'at, there's no knowledge of my power, my truth in the land at all. We are landmass that's empty. We are people that we amass all kinds of folly and frivolity in our mind. But we are an empty landmass. There's no fruit coming out. There's no fruit of his love kindness, no fruit of his meekness, no fruit of his ru'ah. The ru'ah of Yah will lead us into the truth. All truth. So this is the word of Yah unto Israel. He's speaking to. He says, by swearing Allah, Allah, cursing, you become so adamant that you began to curse Yah, you began to defy Yah. He said, by swearing, by cursing, and lying, kahash. Your tongue is full of lies. I want to warn every last one of you that Allah is not a slip of your tongue. It is a perverted spirit that opposes the Torah of Yah. You find a liar, you find a damnable dog. That's what you find. When one lies, no lie is going to tarry in the sight of Yah. It is one of the foulest things there is. It's not going to enter the kingdom. Now you can play around with all your footsie flying and your damnable corrupt ways to lie like a damn dog. In hell, you're going to lift up your damnable eyes. That's a grave tragedy. And you know you're telling a damn lie. No liar is going to be damned. No liar is going into the kingdom. That is the vilest spirit there is. Why? Because Shaitan, he opposed Yahweh, didn't he not? He was a liar from the beginning. And the reason he was a liar, he abode not, he did not live in the Torah of Yah. When you don't live in the Torah of Yah, you will be a liar.
When there's no Torah to govern you and guide you, you will live in lies. And there's nothing more foul than that. You know that had to be said. I don't know why, but it had to be. Hallelujah. All you liars, you're going to hell. And you lie for the pleasure of lying. You're a dog. You're not even a dog. You're not even a dog. And I don't take it back. Challenge me then. Come on, all liars, challenge. Get together. Here I am. Hallelujah. He said, by swearing and lying, and by rosak, by murdering, and stealing. Now look at what they're doing. They're breaking the Torah here. Everything they do, they fight the Torah. They oppose, they resist Torah. They resist Torah. Well, I'm not a murderer. Well, when you hate your brother, you hate your sister, and there is no cause because of your ill repute lying ways, you are a murderer. You hate your brother. You hate your sister. Without any cause, you are a murderer. You steal. You lie. You cheat. You better hear the word of Yah. He said, you commit these spiritual affairs, this adulterous activity you have, and they break out and bloodshed following bloodshed. You do all you can to kill one another because you're full of adulterous idolatry. You worship the idolatry of your corrupt, polluted mind. Yah tells us to worship Him. The true followers, Yah seeking those that worship Him in Ru'ah and in Imat, in truth. We must go to the Torah. We must be getting the Torah in order to worship Yah. He tells us, we read Tehillim, David, He tells us how to come before Yah. He tells us in the Psalms as He sang unto Yah. You don't have to figure out words to any song. Only thing you have to do is go to Tehillim and you can write, David wrote 5,000. And I based upon your emotions and feelings. There's going to be a new song in your mouth every time you come before Yah. You simply go to the book. Hallelujah. Your life doesn't consist of too many more days than 5,000 days. That's the truth. Hallelujah. And so there are Psalms that He tells us how to worship, how to honor Yah, how to bring offerings, how to bring oblations. And so with this damned of a mind that opposed even the Torah of Yah, because in the Psalms, in Tehillim, the Psalms of David, it shows that the strength of Torah, and when one defies Torah, when one opposes Torah, what is the consequences of it? Everything we do is based upon our minds being governed and correct by the teachings, the Torah of Yah, by the disciplines, the doctrines. And that's what doctrine is. It's the teaching of discipline that come from one that have authority to instruct us. And so what we want to do is make something up or find something that is difficult. Go to the book, as Bishop Banks would say, it's in the book. It's in the book. He would say that emphatically, it's in the book. It's in the book. Go to the book. You'll find all you need there. Hallelujah. I don't intend to make friends with those that are adversaries to Yah. I don't care about making friends with you. Hallelujah. No, I'm not going to be a friend of the world. See, when you do crooked things, you better make friend with unrighteous mammoth. So when you fall, you have somewhere to go. What a friend I have in Yahshua. He is my friend. How is he your friend? Because I'm going to do everything he commands me to do. I don't want the friendship of the world. Yah wasn't contradictory what he says. You just haven't studied scripture to understand what he's saying. That's why we need those that have some sense, a direction and wisdom of Yah that we may be taught. How beautiful are the feet of them that bring the glad tidings of Almighty Yah. So I bring His glad tidings. I bring His imat, His truth, His strength.